47 days to go before the 2012 Summer Olympics open in London, and a culinary starting gun goes off. 14 million meals will be prepared for spectators and athletes during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. And as Vicky Barker reports from London, the criticism is already pouring in.
Well, I think this is the home-smoked and cured Dorset sea trout with
Jacqueline
Essex.
Magne, Olympics editor of the Daily Telegraph, pokes at a bespoke bento box of gourmet delicacies just delivered by an Olympic caterer, the firm's response to a Magne article which blasted the food to be sold at Olympic venues as bland and overpriced. But Magne has eaten her way through 8 previous Olympics, she says, and is pretty sure she knows what visitors to this one are in for.
I've found that when you're feeding masses of people in a commercial sense, in a temporary environment, that the food is totally disgusting.
Executives at the London Olympic Organising Committee, or LOCOG, declined to be interviewed, but their press release promises sustainably sourced, authentic British food. British journalists, though, have accused LOCOG of exploiting a captive audience. Spectators will be paying the equivalent of $9 for what's being billed as line-caught tuna, $13 for fish and chips, $2.50 for a 16-ounce bottle of water. Yet, waiting on customers in London's high-end Borough Market, vendor Rick Hammond calls those prices fair, even though they're well above what he charges for his gourmet burgers.
You know what? It doesn't sound like people are putting their prices up for no reason. I will say that. We're in London. It's an expensive city anyway. And thank you. But you get what you pay for.
Hammond points out that delivering so much food under such tight Olympic security will cost suppliers time and money. A similar qualified thumbs up at the nearby Shell Seekers Seafood Company. Owner Darren Brown peruses the Olympic menu.
Well, we have got cod and chips there, farm assured beef is good. The tuna, not classically a British fish, is it?
Brown and his team dive for every scallop he sells, but to feed a mass market, he says, Olympic organizers had to ignore small suppliers like him, whose inventory is as variable as the weather.
To keep consistency on what I do, which is dive scallops, would be nigh on impossible for the Olympics, really.
The vendors of Borough Market know catering is an exercise in the art of the possible. It is also about giving the people what they want. If Olympic spectators tire of that line-caught tuna and steel-cut British oatmeal, they can always turn to Olympic sponsor McDonald's. The burger chain has built its biggest ever restaurant at the Olympic Park with seating for 1,500. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.